Masechtas Menachah is Daf Lamed Beis, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. And before you begin, let us point out that we all know that there are certain pashas in the Torah that are called pashas stumais, and there are certain pashas in the Torah that are called pashas psuchais. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down a gesa from Rashi, and we find the same in the Nemukhi Yosef, that they bring down two different explanations as to a pashas stuma. Number one, Hainu Shemneach Revach Be'emza V'yesh Ksav Mishneit Stadin, that the last word of a pasha would end in the middle of a line, then prior to starting the next pasha, they would leave space and then begin the next pasha on the same line. This is the way that we have the pasha of Shema and pashas Veschanan and pashas Vohim Shemoya and pashas Ekev. As if you look into a Sefer Torah or in a Tikkun L'Kurim, then the last line of pasha Shema will state Mezuzah Beisecho Visharecha, and then there will be a space. There will be only one more word on that line, which is the word Vahoya from the next pasha of Vahoya Kiviyacha. And similarly in Pashas Veschanan, at the end of the Pasha V'Hoyim Shemaya, the last line of V'Hoyim Shemaya will be Kamea Shemayim Al Oretz, and then there will be a space, and then there will be one word at the end of the line of Ki, which is the beginning of the Pasha of Kiyim Shomer Tishmurun. And Rashi continues and brings another Pshat, Inami Miniach Cholok B'Rosh Yeshita, or they'll leave a space at the beginning of a line, and a Pasha Psucha will be defined if one finishes a Pasha in the middle of a line and will then leave the rest of the line blank, and will then begin the next pasha at the beginning of the next line. Based on this akdama, let us begin our Gemara as Omro Chalboy Chazina Leila Rafuna the Karach Le'Me'echad Klapei Shema Va'Isa Pasha Yaseh Stumais. And Rav Chalboy stated that when I saw Rav Huna rolling up his mezuzahs, he would wrap it beginning from the word Echad towards the word Shema, meaning he would roll it from left to right. And in addition, as we know that a mezuzah has two pashas, it has the pasha of Shema as well as the pasha of Hoyim Shemaya. When he wrote his mezuzahs, he would make the pasha Shema a pasha stuma. And I in the Taisis Divu Maschel, but Isa Pasha Yaseh Stumais, where Taisis bothered that the Lashon Pasha Yaseh is mashman, he make two pasha stumais. And as Taisis says, Ksas Kosher, the Nokal Lashon Rabim, the In Sham Kim Pasha Achas, and there is only one pasha that's possibly to be stuma, as it's only pasha Shema, as there is no other pasha after Vahim Shemaya. And Taisis explains, Vishemma Mishum Ala Oretz, the Beshav Shita, Afa Pisha in Kosav Klamachakain. Now, possibly the reason why our Gemara states Pasha Yaseh B'Lashon Rabim is because the last two words of the last pasuk of Ahayim Shemaya, which is Al Aretz, he placed at the beginning of the line, then the remaining part of the line was blank, therefore we call it a Pasha Stuma as well. And Ayin Rashi, the Karach Lo Me'achad Klapei Shema, La'acha Shenichtava Koif Lo Mitzad Smol Litzad Yamin, that after he finished writing the Mezuzah, he would roll it from the left side to the right side, K'shenichu B'Delas, when he was going to place it on the doorway, Behainu Me'achad Klapei Shema, and I in the Rishonim that point out that even though nowadays it's the minhag of the Seferim that the first line of the Mezuzah states Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and it begins with the next pasuk, and it also has the word V'yahavta'is on the first line of Shema, from our Gemara it's mashma that the last word on the first line of the Pasha of Shema is Echad, and as it's brought from Alachus Katanis L'Mordechai Mikana Yamashma the Shita Rishonim and he explains v'shema Talmud lav davka nakat el shmashmienu d'tchlasa neglales k'shasvarim shedinglalun t'chlasam. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the three terms that are very important to understand. Number one, there's something called gvil, which refers to the unprocessed parchment or the unprocessed skins of an animal, generally still had the hair of the animal on the skin, and because the hide was thick, they would actually slice the hide in half. The upper part or top part of the hide on which the hair of the animal is attached to is referred to as klaf, while the other half of the hide, which is the inner part of the hide, which was closer to the meat of the animal, is referred to as the chsustus. And as we will see later, they would use both parts of the hide as parchment, and they would write both on the klaf as well as on the chsustus. When writing on either part, they would actually use the part that used to be stuck together. And when writing on klaf, they would write on the side that did not have the hair on it is the side that was closer to the bust of the animal. And when writing on the tustus, the opposite is true. They would write on the side of the tustus, which used to be attached to the cloth and is the side that was closest to the hair of the animal. And in addition, let's keep in mind that Rav Huna was a Talmud Muvik of Rav, and therefore the Gemara continues and asks, Mesve, how could it be that Rav Huna would have the pashas of his mezuzahs written as pashas stumais? If we will see that his Rebbe Rav paskins that the pashas of mezuzah should be written written as Pashas Psuchos, and as the Gemara continues and brings the Brisa, as Amar Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar taught us, Rav Meir ha-Kosva al-Dechsustas, that we know Rav Meir was a Sefer, and when he made his mezuzahs, he would write his mezuzahs on parchment called Dechsustas, and as we just explained, that this refers to the lower half a layer of the hide of the animal that the cloth was already peeled away from, and in addition, when writing the Pashas in the mezuzah, he would write them in a column that was very long and very narrow, and as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, Kamin Daf, Kamin Amid Shabbosvarim, Aruchu Ksara, and we continue on Daf Lam and Bezim and Aleph, and in addition, Va'isri Revach Mulmalav, Revach Mulmata, they would leave a blank space at the top of the parchment of the mezuzah, and he would also leave a blank space at the bottom of the parchment of the mezuzah, Va'isri Pashyaseh, Psuchais, when he wrote the Pashas of the mezuzah, he would make these Pashas Psuchais and not Stugmais. Once again, the Brisa uses Lashon Rabbah about Pashyaseh, and aside for the teretz that we saw in Taisis, it could be that when Reb Chelba used this term, and the Brisa also used the term, we're referring to multiple mezuzahs, and the Gemara just means that when writing the Pashas of a mezuzah, then you'd always write the Pashas Shema, either as a Pashas Stuma, as Reb Chelba told us Rav Huna did, or as a Pashas Psucha, as Reb Shimon Melaza tells us that Reb Meir did. Now Brisa continues, Amati Loi, that Reb Shimon Melaza said to Reb Meir, Rebbe Matam, that Rebbe was the reason that you're doing so, and as Rashi states, Matam Ata'isa Isa Psuchais, Baloi B'Torah Stuma is saying, if we find in the Torah that these Pashas are both written Stumais, as we already explained, and in our Sefer Torah, after the word of Vishurecha in the Pashva Shema, there's actually a space, and the next Pasha starts on that line itself, and therefore it's considered closed up, as the next Pasha closes in the Pashva Shema. The Brisa tells us that Rav Shimon ben Elazar told us that Amali, that Rav Meir told me, Hov in Smuchis Min HaTorah, although it's true that in the Torah, these Pashas are written as Pashas Stumais, however, since there's no connection between the Pasha of Shema, which is in Pashas Veschanon, and the Pasha of Hayim Shemaya, which is in Pashas Ekev, therefore, when writing a mezuzah, I didn't write the Pasha of Shema as a Pasha Stuma, and instead I wrote it as a Pasha Psucha. The way that Rami wrote his mezuzah is they finished off the word of Visharecha, and then he left space till the end of the line, and then he started the Pasha of Hayim Shemaya right at the beginning of the next line. By writing it in this manner, the Pasha of Shema is called the Pasha Psucha, as the end of the Pasha is open. Number one, there's nothing written at the end of that line. The next Pasha begins right at the beginning of the next line. The Gemara now continues, V'om Rav Chananel, Om Rav, Halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Rav Chananel stated the name of Rav, who is the Rebbe of Rav Huna, that the Halach follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore we see the Rav Paskin, that the Pasha of Shema in the Mezuzah should be written as a Pasha Psucha. Why would his Talmud Rav Huna write the Pasha of Shema in his Mezuzahs as a Pasha Stuma, and as the Gemara states, my Lava Psuchais, that when Rav Chananel stated the name of Rav, Halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, would seem that Rav is passing that the Pasha of Shema in a Mezuzah should be written as a Pasha Psucha. As we will see, the Gemara will bring two terutzim, and the first terutz of the Gemara is Loi a Revach, that in a Chanami where Rav Chananel stated the name of Rav, Halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav wasn't passing like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that a Pasha of Shema should be written as a Pasha Psucha, as in a Chanami Rav held that the Pasha of Shema in a Mezuzah should be written as a Pasha Stuma, and Rav Huna was going like his Rebbe. When Rav stated that Halach follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he was only referring to the din of Revach, and as we saw at the top of Amid, Va'isu Revach Mamaylov, Revach Mamata, and Lachir would also seem Pashad, Rav was also passing like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as to the beginning of the Brisa, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar told us, Ramei Ohei Kaisva al Dechsustas, and also Kamin Daf, as we previously saw at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Gemara now continues that although previously, in regard to the Halach of a Sefer Torah, we already explained what Revach is Mamaylov, and the Revach is Mamata, however, in our Brisa, the Brisa just stated Stoma, Va'isu Revach Mamaylov, Revach Mamata, and therefore the Gemara is Bekam Revach, and what is the share of space that you have to leave on top and you should leave on bottom? The Gemara explains, Amr Menashe Be'ayakov, Amri Lom Rav Shmuel Be'ayakov, Kimloi Atba Desafri, this is the amount of space that was needed for the clip that they used to use in order to hold down the cloth that the parchment shouldn't curl up and should be easier for the Sefer to be able to write on the parchment. And as Rashi states, Atba Desifri, or Atba Desafri, and this refers to a Eid Sadak, Hanoshech Dafi Kuntrish Le'ichbalu, and this was some sort of a clothespin or some sort of a paper clip that was clipped both to the top and the bottom of the parchment, and that is the space that they had to leave blank. And the Shittim Kubetzes that brings down two pshatim is either Zeo Kadeh Chizas Goidel Ve'etzba, the Zeo Lamailu Lamata, either this is the size of the thickness of a person's thumb as well as his pointer, and this is both for the top and the bottom of the cloth. And the ending brings from the Taisis Chitzenius, Oyme Moiri B'Shem Rash Kashir Beis Achizas Tiparin, this was the shear of a person's nail, and some say like a half a nail, ayin shum, ayin in top tases dibu maschol, vaisu revach mumailu verevach mumato, minat stodum loy pirish, that the brisa doesn't discuss as to how much space they need to leave as a margin on the side of the parchment. And tases explains, vishema kumin de kerich me'echo klapishma, torach betchilo kade logal behekov kein sefetera, and since they would roll the mezuzah from the word echo towards shema, so therefore they would have to leave the amount of space that would ultimately be able to wrap around the entire parchment. And as we find by a Sefer Torah, and Ayin the Shitu brings down, Ulfi Mashinogua Ilum Ato, Lichtav Shaka Mibuchutz, Kinegada Avish of Fne Bahoya, Vinoikvin Asaf, the Kresa Mibuchutz, Vinurisha in Sarach, the Ikade Logal Hekev, Imkain Yimuchusam Moise Hekev, Vishem Yachtach Haklaf, Moise Mokoim, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues, Omle Abaila Rabbi Yisif, Abaya said to his Rabbi Yisif, the Atmoit Hisbro, the Chiyom Rav, Revach, that would you not agree that certainly Rav did not say that Loch Krab Shem Melaza, Benegeo Isa Pashe Se Absuchais, and he only stated this, Benegeo the other Dinam of Rab Shem Melaza, and Benegeo the Dinam of Isa Revach Mamaglo, Verevach Mamato. Now bring your riot, this must be true, as by Rav Islam and Hogar, that as we will prove that Rav Paskins based on a Minig, and Vaidna Nog Alma Bistumais, nowadays when Seifim write to Pasha of Shemana Mezuza, write it as a Pasha Stuma, and therefore how could it be that Rav would pass like Rabbi Shimon Lazar, that of Oysa Pasha Yisrael Psuchais, that you'd write the Pasha of Shema in a mezuzah as a Pasha Psucha. Gemara will now continue and bring a raya that Rav follows a minig. This raya will be from dinim that are relevant to the din of Chalitza, as we know, as part of the performance of the mitzvah Chalitza, the Amano, the potential Yavama, would remove a shoe from the foot of her brother-in-law or the Yavam. Our Gemara will discuss a minah, which we will touch as a shoe, and it will also discuss a sandal, which we will touch as a sandal, but we won't get into the exact differences between a menal and sandal, as that is not the point of our sugya, and potentially at the end of the shiur we will explain this further. And our Gemara continues, the Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav, as Rav stated, name of Kahana, name of Rav, Im Yavi Eliyahu V'yoymech Chalitza M'menal, Shemen Lai, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come to us and would tell us that the mitzvah of Chalitza can be performed with a shoe, then we would listen to him. And in Chalitza Mitzandal, in Shemen Lai, however, if he would tell us that he can't do Chalitza with a sandal, then we would not listen to him. Nowadays, the minig is to do chalitza using a sandal. We will first finish the words of the Gemara, and then we will go back and explain it. The Gemara continues and brings another version as to what Rav Kahana stated in the name of Rav, as Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kahana Rav, as Rav Yosef stated in the name of Kahana in the name of Rav, Im Yavi Eliyahu V'yoymer In Chalitza B'menal Shemalai, that if Eliyahu would come and tell us one cannot perform the mitzvah of chalitza using a shoe, then we would listen to him. However, In Chalitza B'sandal In Shemalai, and if Eliyahu would come and tell us that we can't perform chalitza with a sandal, then we would not listen to Eliyahu HaNavi, shekvan nogo on besandal. And certainly the second din of both versions are exactly the same, that in chalta besandal, in shemulai, shekvan nogo on besandal. And the Gemara is, famina my benayu, that was the nafkamina between the version of Rabbah and the version of Rabbi Yisif as to what Rav Kahana stated in the name of Rav. The Gemara explains, minol lechatchila ikar benayu, as Rashi explains, lomanda omam yav Eliyahu v'yoymech chalta minol shemulai, that according to Rabbah's version as to what Rav Kahana stated in the name of Rav, must be kasava minol hashta lechatchiloi. Nowadays, we do not allow anyone to use a shoe for chalitza ad sheyavi Eliyahu v'yerikain, until Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us that we should paskin that one could use a minol for chalitza. However, according to Rabbi Yisif's version as to what Rav Kahana stated in the name of Rav, don mechlal, and therefore it's mashma that ad sheyavi Eliyahu v'yerim lo yisichaltu b'minol choltin, that until Eliyahu comes and specifically tells us not to use a shoe for chalitza, then at this point we could still do chalitza with a menal. Really, the only point of this member that's really relevant to the whole riot that we're trying to bring is only from the seifa of each of these versions, as both of these versions agree that if Eliyahu comes and says in chaltzim b'sandal, that in shemulay, that we would not listen to Eliyahu HaNavi, shekvan nogu on b'sandal, and we paskin based on minig, and therefore we see the Rav paskins are based on minig, and since on minig nowadays to write the pasha of shema in a mezuzah as a pasha stuma, therefore it must be that when Rav stated Allah Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he wasn't referring to the Psak of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that Va'isu Pasha Yisrael Psuchais, and he was only referring to the other dinim of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, including the din B'negei Revach, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar stated in the name of Rav Meir, Va'isu Revach Mumaglo V'Revach Mumato, as the Gemara states, Allah Shma Mino, Revach Shma Mino. The Gemara now continues and goes back to the Shaila that we originally had, that how can you say that Rav Huna would actually have his Seferim write the Pasha of Shema in his mezuzahs as a Pasha Stuma, if his Rebbe Rav paskin like Rav Shimon Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar told us that Rav Meir made his pashas as pashas psuchais. And although initially we stated that Rav only meant halacha Rav Shimon Elazar b'negei Revach, but the Agamara continues, Rav Nachman Yitzchak tells us that in the Chinami, when Rav stated halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, he actually paskin like Rav Shimon Elazar both b'negei Revach as well as b'negei din of v'isa pashas psuchais. However, Zok Rav Nachman Yitzchak that Rav Shimon Elazar did not mean that one cannot make the pasha Shema in the mezuzah as a pasha stuma, and he only means that you could even make the pasha Shema as a pasha psucha. As Rav Nachman Yitzchak tells us, mitzvah lases and stuma is v'yavdin psucha shapidami. Rav Shimon Elazar meant to teach us that although it's a mitzvah lechatchila, write the pashas of mezuzah as a pasha stuma, just like we find the pasha in the Torah. However, since the pasha of Shema and the pasha of Hayom Shemaya are not right next to each other in the Sefer Torah, therefore, if one wrote the pasha of Shema and the mezuzah as a pasha psucha, it would still be kosher. Umay psucha is to come Rav Shimon Elazar, a psucha is, and when Rav Shimon Elazar told us that Rav Meir made his pashas as pasha psucha is, he didn't mean that he made dafka as psucha is, but he meant to say Rav Meir also wrote his pashas in a mezuzah as pashas psucha is. Therefore, certainly we don't have a question as to how Rav Huna could write his pashas in a mezuzah as pashas stuma is, as certainly that is the better way to do so, as that is the way that's written in the Torah. Certainly even Rav and Rav Shimon Elazar agree that the chatchila, the pasha of Shema in a mezuzah should be written as a pasha stuma. The Gemara now continues, Leim Maseele, that let us bring a riot from Raisa, that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is correct, that lechatchila is a mitzvah to make the pashas of mezuzah as a pasha stuma. This Raisa initially starts off and teaches a din b'negei tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish, and as the Raisa says, tefillin shel yad, oisin shel reish, if one wants to change the bottom of the tefillin shel yad and make it into a tefillin shel reish, then he could do so, that would be considered ma'il mekodesh. However, one could not do the reverse and could not take the bottom of the tefillin shel reish and make it into the tefillin shel yad, as ein merida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala. We know that the tefillin shel reish has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad, as reiva the name Shakai is made with the tefillin shel reish, and as we have the shin on the actual bias, we have the dalid that's in back of a person's neck that is formed from the ritzuais, while from the ritzuais of the tefillin shel yad we only form the letter yud, and therefore the kedusha of the tefillin shel reish is greater than the tefillin shel yad. And in addition, the pasuk states in Pashki Savai, V'ro kol amei oretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimeka, and the Gemara in Daf Lamed here in Beis will teach us that this refers to tefillin shel reish, and therefore we know that tefillin shel reish has more kedusha than tefillin shel yad. And our Gemara now continues to quote from the Braisa, as kiyetsu bayin simli say v'teri shebalo v'tefillin shel balo ein oisim em mezuzah lefi she'im marida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala. If a sefer Torah gets ruined or tefillin gets worn out, and you can't take the pasha shema or the pasha vahim shemaya and use it for mezuzah, certainly the kedusha of a sefer Torah is greater than the kedusha of a mezuzah, since tefillin has four pashas, where mezuzah only has two pashas. Therefore, the kedusha of tefillin is also greater than the kedusha of mezuzah. And as the Braisa states, lefi she'im marida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala. The Gemara now tries to bring a raya to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, as her marida oisin, as mashma from this Braisa, that the only reason why you can't use a pasha from a sefer Torah or from tefillin in order to make a mezuzah because of the klal of ein marida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala, her marida oisin, and it's mashma if the din would be that you could be marida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala, then you would be able to make a mezuzah from the pashas that were initially written in the sefer Torah. Well, if you will say that when Rav Shimon Elazar stated ba'isa pashas sera psuchais that you must make the pashas of a mezuzah as pashas psuchais, then certainly we would not be able to take the pashas from the sefer Torah, which we know are written as stumais, and use them for a mezuzah. By the fact that we can be medayik hamaridin oisin, therefore it must be that Rav Shimon Elazar is actually teaching us that Rav Meir holds af isa pashas sera psuchais, that certainly one could make the pashas in a mezuzah as pashas stumais, and they could even make it as pashas psuchais, and therefore one may have thought that one could actually use the pashas that were written in the sefer Torah that were balu and use them for a mezuzah, as the pasha of Shema, both in the sefer Torah as well as in the mezuzah, can be written as a pasha stuma, and therefore the Braisa had to teach us one cannot use the pasha in the sefer Torah for a mezuzah based on the klal of imarida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala. And as Rashi states, l'shma mina b'mezuzah nami stuma, saying that generally the mezuzahs were also written as pashas stumais, and Rav Meir just meant that one could also write the pashas of the mezuzah as a pasha psucha. However, the Gemara now continues that you can't necessarily bring a riot from this braisa to this territory of Nachman Yitzchak, as it could be that Rav Meir really holds that the pasha of mezuzah has to be written as a pasha psucha, and cannot be written as a Pasha Stuma, even though we were just medayik from this past Brysa, that it was Mashma HaMeridin Oisin, if one would be able to be Merida Mekdusha Chemura L'Kedusha Kala, then one could use the Pashas of Sheman V'Hayim Shmoya that are written in the Torah for Mezuzos, but L'maisa certainly we would not be able to do so, as the Pashas in the Sefer Torah are Pashas Stumais, and according to our Meir, the Pashas of the Mezuzah must be a Pasha Psucha. However, the Gemara explains, Duma L'Hashlim, that maybe this Brysa is just teaching us a din in order to be Mashlim of Mezuzah, and the Brysa doesn't mean that you're able to take the entire Pasha of Shema or the Pasha of Bohem Shemaya, use it for a Mezuzah, as certainly the Pasha of a Sefer Torah is written as Stumais, and the Pasha in the Mezuzah is written as Psuchais, and the Brysa just means to tell us that if someone is in the middle of writing a Mezuzah and he has a Sefer Torah that was Boa, and he wants to cut out of the Sefer Torah one or two lines of the Pasha of Shema or the Pasha of Bohem Shemaya, he wants to then sew it into the right spot in the Mezuzah, and of course, since you can't write a Mezuzah L'mafreya, then certainly we're talking about a case we'll actually put into the Mezuzah Kisidron, and at the time that he's up to that Pasuk, the Brysa teaches us that although it would seem that there would be nothing wrong with doing so, however, one cannot do that because of the klal that Imarida Mekdusha Chemura L'Kedusha Kala. Now that the Gemara explained that he can't necessarily bring a raya from this Brysa through the teretz of Reb Nachman Yitzchak, the Gemara now continues to discuss this Brysa, and the Brysa taught us that one cannot take any part of a Sefer Torah or tefillin that was Bala, use it for a mezuzah based on the klal of Imarida Mekdusha Chemura L'Kedusha Kala. And once again, the Gemara continues as Medayik, HaMaridin Oisin, and it's Mashma, that if the halacha would be that you could be Maridin Mekdusha Chemura L'Kedusha Kala, then one would be able to take the Pasha of Shema or the Pasha of Ahayim Shemaya from Tefillin Shebola and use it for a mezuzah. And the Gemara now asks, V'atanya, halacha mishim sinai, tefillin al klaf, mezuzah al dechstursus, that is halacha mishim sinai, that tefillin must be written on a klaf, and as we previously defined, that klaf refers to the top layer of the gvil, which is the heart of the animal, and a mezuzah must be written on the dechstursus, which is actually the lower layer of the gvil. And we also previously explained, klaf m'kayim basa, that when writing on klaf, write on the side of the klaf that was closer to the meat of the animal, and not on the top of the klaf, but on the bottom of the klaf. And similarly, dechstursus b'mekayim seyar, and when one writes a mezuzah on dechstursus, then you also write on the side that was attached to the klaf, as the upper portion of the dechstursus, which was closer to the hair of the animal. Based on this brisa and this halacha l'mishum sinai, clearly one cannot use any pasha that was originally in tefillin that was boa and use it for a mezuzah, as tefillin was written on a klaf, and mezuzah has to be written on the dechstursus. And whatever the Gemara answers, l'mitzvah, that in a chinami, although the brisa taught us that is halacha l'mishum sinai, that tefillin should be written on a klaf, and mezuzah should be written on the dechstursus, however, that is only l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, certainly one could write on either one. Therefore, the initial brisa taught us, even in a case where someone wrote tefillin and he wrote it properly on a klaf, and then it was boa, and he now wants to take this pasha and use it for the mezuzah, and even though it's on a klaf, it would still be kosher. The halach l'mishum sinai was only l'chatchila, but certainly b'di'evet, one could use pashas for mezuzah that was written on klaf. However, the brisa teaches us that even so, one would not be able to use the pashas of tefillin for mezuzah based on the klal of Imarida Mekdusha Chemura L'Kedusha Kala. However, the Gemara now continues and asks that how can you say that the halach l'mishum sinai, the tefillin on a klaf, and mezuzah al dechstursus is only the mitzvah ba'alma, but ba'tanya shina pasal, but we learned in a brisa, if you change the type of parchment that has to be used for tefillin or mezuzahs, then it would be pasal. And clearly we see that this halach l'mishum sinai is actually ma'akev, and one must write tefillin on klaf, and one must write mezuzah on dechstursus. However, the Gemara responds, but tefillin, that in chenami, this last brisa that stated, shina pasal, that is only referring to tefillin, and if one writes tefillin on dechstursus, then it would be pasal. However, if one writes a mezuzah on klaf, it would still be kosher. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered, v'tanya, but we learned to the brisa, shina bein bezeh, bein bezeh pasal, and right now the Gemara feels that this brisa means to teach us that it doesn't make a difference if you were mishan a type of klaf by tefillin, or if you were mishan a type of klaf by mezuzah, and all cases would be pasal. Therefore, certainly one cannot take the pashas of tefillin and use it for mezuzah. The pashas of tefillin must be written on klaf, while the pashas of mezuzah has to be written on the chsustus. The Gemara continues and brings two answers, as number one, idi v'idi b'tefillin, v'hadi kasfinu ha-klapim k'im seyer, and we continue on daf lam beiz and beiz, v'hadi kasfinu ha-dechstustus b'm'k'im basar, and the Gemara now explains that really we could say that our original teretz is proper, and there's a chilut between tefillin and mezuzahs, as by tefillin, if one changes and uses klaf instead of the chsustus, it would still be kosher, while by tefillin, one one has to use cloth and one cannot use the chsusis. And when the Braisa stated, Shina bein bezeh bein bezeh pasol, is actually teaching us two different dinim, b'negei tefillin. And number one, it's teaching us that even though we stated that tefillin has to be written on cloth, however, the Braisa also taught us that there's a loch l'mesh misinai, that when writing on cloth, you have to write on the side that was closest to the basar and closest to the meat of the animal. And therefore, this last Braisa teaches us, even if one wrote the pashas of tefillin properly on cloth, but he wrote it on the wrong side of the cloth, and he actually wrote the pashas on the side of the cloth that was closest to the hair of the animal, then that would be puzzle. Number two, the Braisa teaches us, if one wrote tefillin on the chsusis, then certainly the pashas would be puzzle, and certainly in a case where he wrote it on the chsusis that was closer to the seir, then certainly would be puzzle. That is the side of the chsusis that you should write mezuzahs on, and not tefillin. But even if you write the pashas on the side of the chsusis, which is closer to the basar, when writing tefillin on a cloth properly, one would write on the side of the cloth that's closest to the basar. One may think that this would be valid, as the Maisi still wrote the tefillin on the side of parchment that was closest to the basar. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us, bein bezeh, bein bezeh pasol, and in both of these cases, the tefillin would be pasol. However, this Braisa that stated, shina bein bezeh, bein bezeh pasol, and the previous Braisa that stated, shina pasol, are not referring to mezuzah at all. In a chenami, if instead of writing a mezuzah on the chstusis, one would write mezuzah on cloth, then it would be kosher. However, if one would actually take the pashas from tefillin that were written on cloth and want to use it for mezuzah, they could not do so based on the klal of Emerita Mektusha Chemur L'Ktusha Kala. And the Gemara now continues and brings the second teretz as V'yibay Yisema. If you want, I could tell you that Shina Bezeh Bezeh Tanoi in Chenami, when the Braisa stated Shina Bein Bezeh Bein Bezeh Pasol, it wasn't only referring to tefillin, and this Braisa was actually teaching us that it doesn't make a difference if one wrote tefillin on the chsusis or if one wrote a mezuzah on a cloth, that these pashas would be pasol. And if so, we're back to our original question. Now, L'chayr from the Braisa was mashma that the only reason one cannot take the pashas of a Sefer Torah Shabbalah or Tefillin Shabbalah and use it for mezuzah is l'fi she'in marida mekdusha chamura l'kedusha kala. As l'chayr, even without that problem, one cannot use the pashas that were used for tefillin, which were written on a cloth, to use it for mezuzah, which must be written on the stussis. However, zokta gemara that this point itself actually dependent on the machlekes tanayim, and although the previous Braisa that we saw that stated shina bein bezeh bein bezeh pasul holds that one could not write a mezuzah on cloth, and if he does so, the pasha would be pasul. However, the previous Braisa that we saw that taught us sefer Torah Shabbalah tefillin Shabbalah noisim and mezuzah l'fisha imarida mekdusha chamura l'kedusha kala, which is mashma that without this problem one could use the pashas of tefillin for a mezuzah, is going like the mandamah that holds that even though l'chatchila one should write a mezuzah on the chstusis, but if one writes a mezuzah on cloth, it would still be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, Shina Bezeh Bezeh Pasol, the Tanakama holds, like the previous Braisa, that if one wrote the Pasha Tefillin on the chstusis, or if one wrote a mezuzah on cloth, then it would be Pasol. However, the Braisa continues, Rab Acho Mishum Rab Achoy Brab Chanina, V'Amri Lo Mishmei Du Rab Akiva Brab Chanina, and some agrees, V'Amri Lo Mishmei Du Rab Yaakov Brab Chanina, Machshir, and they hold that although the Chatchila, one should write Tefillin on cloth and mezuzah on the chstusis, however, if one wrote a mezuzah on a cloth or one wrote tefillin on the chsusis, then it would be kosher b'di'eved. And that's why the previous Braisa taught us, ki yaitzah by sefer Torah Shabbalah v'tefillin Shabbalah ein oisim em mezuzah l'fi she'ein marid mekdusha chamura l'kedusha kala, as otherwise one would be able to use the pasha of tefillin for a mezuzah, as l'maisa b'di'eved a mezuzah is kosher even if it's written on cloth. And keep in mind that according to this teretz, not only are we saying that this last Braisa of Shina bein bezel bein bezel pasol only going l'fi the shita of the Tanakama, and similarly the previous Braisa that we saw that Shina pasol, that is also going according to Tanakama, and certainly does not fit according to Rabbi Acha. Now that the Gemara finished with this Shaila, so the Gemara continues and asks another question on the Braisa. Now it was mashma from the Braisa that the only reason why the pashas of Tefillin Shabbalah cannot be used for mezuzah is because imarida mekdusha chamura l'kedusha kala, and it's mashma if not for that fact, then the pashas of Tefillin Shabbalah could be transferred and used for the pashas of a mezuzah. However, our Gemara now is v'abayi sirtot, that we know a mezuzah requires sirtot, which refers to the vertical lines that we find in our mezuzahs, as well as in our tefillin, as well as in our sefer Torah. And as our Gemara continues to explain, the Amr ben Yumi b'Chilkia, or some agurus like we have for the moment, the Amr ben Yumi b'Chilkia, and Amr Rab Chaim b'Guria, and he said in the name of Rab Chaim b'Guria, Amr Rab in the name of Rab, that kol mezuzah she'enu mesur tetes psula, that any mezuzah that did not have these lines would be pasul. And Rabbi Yamin Bachilkiah or Rabbi Yumi Bachukyo Didayomar, Sir Tashom Zuzah Lachomish Messinai, and although Rabbi Yom Bachukyo stated the previous din in the name of Rachom Baguyo and the name of Rav, however, the following member he stated on his own, and he didn't state it in anyone's name, and he taught us that the requirement for Sirtut by Mezuzah is based on Lachomish Messinai, and if so, certainly one cannot take the Pashas of Tulin Shabalu and use them for Mezuzah, as the klaf that was used to write the Pasha of Tulin did not have Sirtut, and the Pashas of Mezuzah must be written on klaf that has Sirtut, and you can't add Sirtut after it was written, as the whole point of having Sirtut is in order to make sure that the Sefer writes the Mezuzah in a proper way and in straight lines. And once again, the Gemara answers Tanoi that in the Chanami does Machlekes Tanoim Benegei Sirtut. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yemi Oimim Shum Rabbeinu Tefillin Mezuzah Chetavi Shloim and Ksav. And in addition, Ve'in Tzuiches Sirtut, that although when a Sefer is writing a Sefer Torah, he has to have a second Sefer Torah next to him, and he has to read the pasuk from the Sefer Torah and then write it in the new Sefer Torah in order that he doesn't make mistakes and in order that he makes sure that he writes the proper chaseiros for yaseiros. However, this is not true regarding the pashas in tefillin and mezuzah, and if one writes them shloim and aksav, it would still be kosher. And number two, this brisa also teaches us that both tefillin and mezuzahs do not require sirtut, and therefore we could explain that the previous brisa was going according to this man da amar, and therefore the brisa taught us that although there is no difference between the pashas of tefillin and the pashas of mezuzah, as there is no requirement for sirtut either by mezuzah or by tefillin, but even so, one would not be able to use the pashas of tefillin that were balu for a mezuzah, cause of the cloud in merida mekdusha chamura lekdusha kala. However, it must be that when Rabbi Yumi Bachilkia stated in the name of Rab Chaim Baguria in the name of Rav that kol mezuzah she'in musutatis psula, although there is no requirement for sirtut by tefillin, there is a requirement for sirtut by mezuzah that must be going like a different man to Omar and like a different tana. And the Gemara continues v'hilchasa tefillin loy by sirtut, that tefillin does not require sirtut u'mezuzah by sirtut, and there is a requirement to have sirtut by mezuzah. And although a sefer cannot write a sefer Torah shleim neksav, whether he could write tefillin and mezuzah shleim neksav, and as the Gemara explains, my taima, and what is the difference between tefillin and mezuzah and a sefer Torah? And the Gemara explains migros grisin, that certainly since a professional sefer wrote many tefillin and mezuzahs, therefore mistama, he knows all the pashas by heart and he knows the chaseiros for yaseiros by heart, and therefore he doesn't have to write mitaych neksav. However, certainly a sefer that is not migros grisin, certainly you have to write tefillin mezuzahs from Aksav by a sefer Torah, even if there would be a sefer that does know kol Torah kulu bal peh and knows the chaseiros for yaseiros, he would still have to write mitaych neksav, as number one is loy plug, and number two, we want to make sure that other seferim don't copy him and don't start writing their sefer Torah shaloy min Aksav. And ayin Rashi migros grisin ruhutim heim befi kol adam vein toyim behem hilkach in tzarach latikum misefer acher. And when we explain our Gemara, we refer to Seferim and not to all people. Although it makes sense, Benegei Mezuzah, that everyone is Migus Grisin, Benegei the Pasha Shman Vahayim Shemaya. However, Tefillin has four Pashas, and L'chari, by those other two Pashas, people are generally not Migus Grisin. Therefore, possibly our Gemara really means that professional Seferim are Migus Grisin in all four Pashas of Tefillin. The Gemara now continues with the member that we saw, Mesech Tzmai Katan on Daf Chafei, and the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Chalboi, and in the Gemara Mesech Tzmai Katan, our guess is Amar Rav Techlifa, Anach Azizil Rav Huna, Davi Yosef Apuri de Sefer Torah Alea. Once again, the guess of Mesech Tzmai Katan is a bit different, as the guess is Anach Azizil Rav Huna, Avi Boilu Mesev Apuri de Sefer Torah Alea. Now, I once saw Rav Huna that he wanted to sit down on a bed that a Sefer Torah was on, the Kafla Kada Ara, and when he saw the Sefer Torah, so he took a jug and he turned it over onto the ground, and he placed the Sefer Torah onto the jug, and then he sat down on the bed. As Kasava Asalisha Valgavi Mita Shay Sefer Torah Munachalal, the Rav Huna held that it's also for a person to sit on a bed while a Sefer Torah is lying on the bed. And Agamor continues a pliga to Rav Babachana, and this member is Chilik and Rav Babachana, the Om Rav Babachana, Om Rabbi Echron, as Rav Babachana taught us in the name of Rabbi Echron, that Mutalisha Valgavi Mita Shay Sefer Torah Munachalal, that's Mutta for a person to sit on a bed that a Sefer Torah is lying on. And the Gemara continues, V'im L'choshcha Adom L'imah, Maisu Rabbi Lezer, Shei Yesh Val Amita, V'nizka Shei Sefer Torah Munachalel, V'nishbar V'yosh Val Gabi Kaka, V'doy M'kamisha Kisha Nachosh. And as Rashi explains, Masech Tz Gittin, V'im L'choshcha Adom L'imah, Ba'ozdecha, that if someone will whisper into your ear and say, how could Rabbi Echad have stated that Mutta Leishe Val Gabi Mita, Shei Sefer Torah Munachalel, if there was a story where Rabbi Lezer was sitting on a bed, and he then realized that there was also a Sefer Torah on the bed, bed, and he quickly slid off the bed, and he sat on the ground. Because of the great distress the Rabbi Elazar had, that he sat on a bed that also had a Sefer Torah, and as Rashi states, V'nidmalai, Merov Tzar, Kamir Shekisha Nachash, and based on the great Tzar, it was comparable to him, as if a snake bit him, and therefore we see that one is not allowed to sit on the same bed that a Sefer Torah is lying on. However, the Gemara answers, Hasam Sefer Torah al Gabi Kakahava, that by the story of Rabbi Elazar, the Sefer Torah was actually on the ground and was not on the same bed as Rabbi Elazar. I am unfortunately bothered that if the Sefer Torah was actually not on the same bed as Rabbi Elazar, so why was he in such great distress? And the Rashba explains that in the Chinami, the Sefer Torah was not mamish on the ground, but it was on a lower bed than Rabbi Elazar was sitting on. But Lemaisa, by Rabbi Elazar sitting on the bed, it looked like Rabbi Elazar was actually sitting not next to the Sefer Torah, but actually on the Sefer Torah itself, and that's why he was so distressed. And others explain that this bed was generally used for the Sefer Torah, and when the Talmidim saw Rabbi Elazar about to sit down, they took the Sefer Torah and placed it on the floor, and this way Rabbi Elazar was able to sit on the bed. But once Rabbi Elazar realized that he was sitting on a bed that was always used for a Sefer Torah, as why Rabbi Elazar right away went off of that bed, and he wanted the Sefer Torah to go back into its regular place, and that's what caused him such great distress. And the Gemara now continues and teaches us other dinim that are relevant to mezuzah, as Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Kasvi Geres Psula, Maitaima Asik Siva Ksiva Misefa. The Rabbi Yudah teaches us the name of Shmuel, that if one writes a mezuzah like a letter, and as Rashi explains, number one, he wrote it without sirtut, and number two, v'lo dikta b'chaseris v'yaseris ki geres ba'alma, and he wrote it like a regular letter, and he wasn't careful about the chaseris and yaseris, so the mezuzah would be pasul. He explains that the reason is based on gzeir shava, as it says the word ksiva b'negei mezuzah, as the pasuk states, uchsaftam mezuzah is b'sechel v'sherecha, and in regard to other dinim that we will explain in a moment, the pasuk also uses the term ksiva, and just like over there, it refers dafka to a sefer, so over here also, a mezuzah has to be done like a sefer, and it can't be written like a negeres, ayin rashi, ksiva ksiva, and certainly the pasuk of ksiva b'negei mezuzah is the pasukim that state, uchsaftam al mezuzah is b'sechel v'sherecha. Rashi initially explains that the second pasuk that says ksiva is referring to the pasuk by get that states in Pashas Kisetze, the chosav la sefer krisis, and Rashi continues with the second shot, dinami, as the ksiva that we're referring to is a pasuk that stated b'negei the Torah, and as the pasuk states in Pashas B'shalach, ksoy v'zoy sekarim b'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yeshua, therefore we learn gzeira shava, the mas sefer b'yidiktok, af mezuzah b'yidiktok. Na'ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who brings two other psukim, where the pasuk uses the term ksiva, as number one, in Pashas Shoftim, when the Torah teaches us that there's a chiv to write a sefer Torah for a king, so the pasuk states, v'chosav lois mishnah Torah zoyis al sefer, and number two, Rabbeinu Geshem continues, v'ikra d'oma, that this refers to the word ksiva that states in Pashas Nosa b'negei seita, and as the pasuk states, v'chosav ha'olos ha'ila ha'koyim ba'sefer, and once we finish the Gemara, we will go back and discuss Taisus, and the Gemara now continues, v'am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name of Shmuel, another din b'negei mezuzah, tal b'makal psula, that if one takes a mezuzah and places it on a stick, or he places it inside a rod, and then he takes that rod, and he leans it against the doorpost, or he hangs it on the doorpost, but he didn't actually knock it into the doorpost, then it would be puzzle, and my time, and what is the reason? As the pasuk says, "Uchsaftim al mezuzah is b'sechel v'sherecha." Number one, b'sherecha means that it should be placed on your doorpost, but b'sherecha also means that it should be placed in your doorpost, and therefore it is a requirement that the mezuzah should actually be affixed to the doorpost, it has to be permanently affixed to the doorpost, and not just hung over the doorpost, leaning on the doorpost. And the Gemara continues, "Tani nami hachi," and similarly we find a brisa, "Tlo b'makel shenicha chadeles sakona ve'im b'mitzvah." In the first case of the brisa is discussing the same case as Rabbi Huda just taught us in the name of Shmuel, that if someone takes a mezuzah and places it in a rod and then leans the rod against the doorpost, then it would be pasul, and this is the Tani Nami Hachi. And the brisa also teaches us a second in that if you place the mezuzah behind the doorpost and you don't actually place it within the doorframe, then even though it's permanently affixed to a wall that right next to the doorpost, then it would still be pasul, and since a mezuzah is shoyim amazikin, so therefore by not having a proper mezuzah on your house, then it causes sakana, and you would also not be yotze the mitzvah. And as Rashi states, sakana min amazikin she'ein abayis mishtam ba ad sheik ve'ena b'tzuras ha'pesach kel chasa. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us that even though we just stated that one could not be yotze the mitzvah mezuzah by placing it in a way that's not affixed mamish to the doorpost, however, the Brisa continues and teaches us shel beis mumba zamelach ha'yoseh b'pun kaseyin kein zeichel mezuzah, that since the members of mumba zamelach's household would constantly travel around his kingdom in order to see what what people needed, and he never stayed long in one place, and therefore they were never mechuyev in mezuzah, since we know that if someone rents an apartment, then there is no chiyuv to have a mezuzah until 30 days, and since they would never be mechuyev in mezuzah, therefore they wanted to make sure they had a zechel mezuzah, and they would take a mezuzah, and they would place it in a post, and then leave it against the doorway while they were sleeping there, and in the morning they would take it with them when they traveled to another city, and even though since it wasn't affixed to the doorway, they weren't yoytzei the mitzvah mezuzah, and they didn't even have a chiyuv mezuzah, they still did so in order to have a zechel of the mitzvah mezuzah. And as Rashi explains, as we explained. And before you finish, let us go back and discuss some points that Taisus makes, and let us first see the bottom Taisus on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. As the Gemara stated, Rab Shimon ben Elazar Imer, Rab Meyohi Kaisel Al Dostustus, and it's Mashmel Talmid Shor Meyohia, and it's Mashmel Rab Shimon ben Elazar was the Talmud Rab Meyo, Sha'amad Dvarim Habi Mishmoy Bisham Kaimais. And as Taisus brings other examples, and Taisus asks a question from a Gemara Mesech Shabbos and Daf Ayin Taisus Amud Beis, and as Taisus has a Gersa, Kosa B'chol Svarim, Om Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Meyo Hoy Kaisel Al Klaf, and Pnei Shoyisu Mishtameris, Mashmel Shoy Chavir, the common mayor, Veloy Ka'amar Rab Meyer, and Taisus points out, Vishem Batais Seifi Yesh B'chol Svarim, and actually the Gersa that we have in Mesech Shabbos is Om Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Meyo Hoy Kaisel, and therefore certainly Taisus' question is not a question, and Ayin Taisus where he brings down that it's possible that there were two Rab Shimon ben Elazar, one that was a Talmud of Rab Meyer, and one that was a Chav of Rab Meyer, Ayin Shom, and we mentioned that we would try to get back to explain the difference between a menal and a sandal, and let us read the lashon of the Meiri in Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Kuf Alef Amud Aleph, Shamenal Oser Ma'or Rach Va'Oser Mechaticha Shtayim Ayisholish Kein Shalanu V'Choyf Kol Regel V'Chol Sviv Vaysav Hein Kafa Regel Hein Gav Regel Hein Akavoy Kol Kemenal Shalanu V'Ritzuis Dakes V'Ketzoris Yitzis Ba'Kavoy Mekan Mekan V'Nekshoris Al Menal Atzmoy B'Gav Regel V'Ein Tzarech L'Ritzuis Arukais Shamachashu Makav Es Kol Regel Dayer B'Keshemuet. And then he explains Sandal Oser Ma'or Kosho V'Ein Bo Elachatichos Or Achas V'Hi Mekabelis Kafa Regel Hadurus B'Kako V'Akavoy Shamachure Regel. However, Abel Ina Chifes Pnei Regel, and the way it was secure to a person's foot is Elish Yesh B'Svasais Chatichos Chulyais and the Christ Blushin Talmud Hasnayim, as well as Ritzuas Haruchais and the Christ Blushin Talmud Tarsiais and Va'isim Aritzuais Nichnasis Va'isim Chulyais V'Koshnais and Al Gavu Regel U'Machurav U'Misayim Meskshayim Pa'om Mal Shuk Pa'om Mal Gavu Regel V'Ksharim Ilu Ma'midim Aisim Al Regel B'Hodok Ayin Shom Ayin Taisa Divim Asko Menol Chachilik Benayu. And we saw Machlekes between Rab and Rab Yosef if we should use a menol nowadays or only a sandal. Taisa points out Afagav the Kaim Malon Rab Rab Yosef Halachu Rabba Ba'am Yisada In Yom Mechza Malu Rabba In Choltu B'Menol Chachila, and L'Chayu we should pass like Rabba, and even so the Achshav Negan Lachlitz B'Menol. And Taisa explains L'fi She'in Ano B'Kiyim B'Sandal Inami B'Milsa De Kamer Mishmei Dachwini Efsha Dalach Rab Yosef, since in our Gemara Rabba made the statement in the name of Rav Kana, in the name of Rav, therefore we wouldn't necessarily pass like Rabba. And let us see the next Taisa's Diba Masal Dilma L'Hashlim. We explained our Gemara based on the Pshat of Rashi, that Rashi explained in Chosu Mezuzah Shita Achas Ilav De Imuridin Hayunaitlin Shita Achas B'Sei V'Teir V'Teir from Mezuzah. And Taisa points out B'Hadar Minim B'Yerushalmi B'Perakam Nebegillah that Tefillin Mezuzah Einich Davim El Al Orechad, and over here it's Mashma that you could even have it on two separate pieces of parchment. Hahib Shaloi Tafar Uriz Abizeh, that is only discussing a case where they had two separate parchments that weren't sewn together. However, our Gemara is talking about a scenario where multiple pieces of parchment were sewn together, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. Taisa continues that how does the Gemara state, aside for the reason of Eimurid Mekdusha Chabur L'Kedusha Kala, that one could use a Pasha of Sevateria or the Pasha of Tzilin Shabalu for a mezuzah, the amount of lines that are written on each of these parchments is different. As we know, the minig is to write the Pasha Tzilin Shel Yad on a parchment that has 7 lines, and Shel Reish on 4 lines, and a mezuzah on 22 lines. However, Zok Taisus im Shin Le Pasol, and therefore this wouldn't be an issue. And also, Ayin Taisus Diba Maskel Tzilin Al Klaf Mezuzah Al Dechustus. Taisus points out Ushteim Psul Magvil, that both Tzilin and mezuzahs are possible to be written on Gvil, Vesepeter Kshir Agvil, and Ayin Taisus who's bothered with Talmud lechashiv lebahade ain bein svarim l'tefillin mezuzos el shesvarim nechtavim b'chaloshin while tefillin mezuzos ain nechtavos el hashuris. And based on Tesis in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Ayin Tesvim Beis, we already explained that Gvil is Or Shalim el shashura seir ayin shum. And let us see the top Tesis on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Do a maskal hamarid and oisin and the Gemara asks v'abayi sirtot. And Tesis is bothered that even though it may be true that a mezuzah requires sirtot and tefillin do not require sirtot, but maybe we're talking about a scenario where these tefillin had sirtot. And Tesis answers that Yisai delay her regin l'sati sefer teru tefillin kiven delay bayi sirtot. Can I'm reading b'yishalim perakamin Shabbos called potter min adav v'aso nikra hedyet, that anyone is potter from doing something and they do it in any case, then they consider a hedyet. Tesis then continues to discuss if a sefer teru requires sirtot or a sefer teru doesn't require sirtot. And let us see the second to bottom Tesis divu maskal kasva yigaris psula my time asik siva ksiva misefa. And as we saw, Rashi brought two explanations, and his first explanation was one wrote a mezuzah without sirtot, and Tesis bothered le'elaminon sirtot shel mezuzah halacha meshem sinai v'hachi yalav ksiva ksiva, that originally we learned that the din of sirtot is based on halacha meshem sinai, and over here the Gemara stated that it's based on gzeira shava, and therefore Tesis learns only like the second shot of Rashi ayin in Tesis. And finally ayin in the bottom Tesis divu maskal sakana ve'im b'mitzvah, where Rashi explains the sakana is that since you don't have a proper mezuzah, so therefore your house will not be mishtamim minam bezikin. Tesis is bothered that every single time that the Gemara speaks about a mezuzah that is pasul, so the Gemara should use the lashon sakana ve'im b'mitzvah. And generally in a scenario where a mezuzah would be pasul, so the Gemara just tells us that's pasul and doesn't tell us that would be a sakana. And therefore Tesis explains that specifically in the scenario of our Gemara where he's hanging a mezuzah off a doorpost or he puts it behind a wall, and that's not the usual place for a mezuzah, and people won't realize that the mezuzah is there, and when they walk through the door or they walk around that area, they may come to a sakana and they may knock their head into that post that's protruding from the wall or protruding from the doorpost. And as Tesis states, v'nira de talar b'makal noike pareshoi de lava daite, and similarly v'chein achur adelis regilias boletes u'makal b'reshoi, and l'fi Tesis the lashon sakana is mamish an actual sakana. This is similar to where the Gemara tells us that tefillin shoroi should not be made round, as it could come to a sakana, as one could bang into a wall and the tefillin may push into his skull, and we will stop over here.